Welcome to Faith Lifestyler with Quanda Renee. Adding faith into your life, having faith for every day. Walk by faith, live by faith, build by faith, you'll be great. If you make mistakes, pray to the Lord, don't hesitate. Steer right, don't go left. Let me get this off my chest. Put faith in everything you do. Glory will rain down on you. Walk by faith, live by faith, build by faith, you'll be great. Welcome to Faith Lifestyler with Quanda Renee.
Hey, it's the intro for me. And it's crazy because I got that intro made a few years ago. Didn't really do much with it, but we are in the season right now where I'm operating with that intro. So that's my little intro coming in. So welcome to the Faith Lifestyler Podcast. I'm your girl, Quanda Renee, and super excited to be here on today. Today's podcast is called Love, Relationships, Dating, and Sex. This is something I don't ever really talk about publicly, but I think with the climate of the world, with everything going on, I think we got to talk about these things, and I'm going to tell you why, what piqued my interest to kind of talk about this. I'm also going to get a little bit personal about my takes on dating and things like that for me, and we're just going to flow. Before we get into today's podcast episode, today's podcast is sponsored by the I Need a Word app. If you have not downloaded the I Need a Word app, make sure you do so. It's available on Apple and the App Store and the Google Play. So make sure you check it out. Just search I Need a Word, have it. You download it, and y'all, when you download it, sign in, watch a couple of things, then go leave me a positive review, y'all, because here's the thing with that. Y'all know there's a lot of great Christian content out here, but we just don't get the support. We need y'all to leave good reviews so it boosts us up in these algorithms. The more support, the better. So if you have not downloaded it, please check it out. Let me know your thoughts. Leave a positive review, because sometimes y'all will go and leave a negative review just because you don't like me for whatever reason. But positive. If you can leave me a positive review, it'll help me go up so that we'll come up, we'll appear more in these in the search engines or these search in these algorithm things. So without further ado, let's talk about love, relationships, dating, and sex. So what piqued my interest to even go and talk about this stuff today is because there's this young woman I know, and she is in a relationship with a married man, and she does not see anything wrong with it, and that don't sit well with me. Even though I'm not a wife yet, I will be soon. It's just God honors covenant. God honors marriage between a man and a woman. So then you got this intruder that's thinking it's okay to come and sleep with the man. And I'm not putting all the blame on her, because it's him too. And I'm pretty sure he's telling her he's leaving his wife. I'm pretty sure he's selling her the game like they tend to do. But we have to know as women to value ourselves and value the God on the inside of us. God never called any of us to be a sideline chick. I'm trying to keep it rated PG or rated G. God never called you to be somebody's other woman, somebody's late night special. God didn't call you to do any of that or to be any of that. So I think we as women have to value ourselves or know our value and know where our identity is. Our identity comes through Christ. Our identity is found in Christ. So if you are a young woman out here, and you are in an illegal, and I'm saying illegal because it's not legal in the spirit, illegal relationship with the man, and you know that's somebody else's husband, you better find a way to get out and exit, because I believe you are cursed when you operate in a position like that, in a situation like that. You are truly, truly cursed, because you are, if these people went before God and said these vows and they made a covenant, you are interrupting this covenant that was made in the presence of the Lord. So I'm seeing that. So that was one thing that kind of disturbed me a little bit. It's the fact that she don't see nothing wrong with it. And I know if she doesn't see anything wrong with it, I know there's plenty of other women out here that don't see anything wrong with it. And another trend that I saw on TikTok the other day was it was a girl who posted a video of her and I guess her guy or her boyfriend or whoever. And the caption was like, his divorce is final, so now we get to finally post and reveal. And I was just like, whoa. And it was the comments that got me, because there was women in the comments like, I can't wait for his divorce to be final so we can go public with our relationship. And I'm like, whoa. So why is it now cute to be in an entanglement, adultery, as Dr. Medina said, it's not entanglement, it's adultery. Let's call it what it is. So why is it cute to be doing that? Why is it cute to be in a relationship with somebody that you know doesn't belong to you? And again, I'm not going to put all the blame on the woman. The men has to take responsibility too, but we as women have to know our worth. And if you even go back to the Bible, the woman that was caught in adultery, they brought the woman to Jesus. They ain't never mentioned a man. They ain't bring the man. We don't even know who the man was. They brought the woman. Because, you know, all is not fair. And when it comes to man and woman, the woman was going to be labeled as a tramp, as a hoe, as this and that. And the man is just going to be patting on his back like it's nothing. So, y'all, seriously, if you are in a relationship with somebody, it's not really a relationship, and they are telling you they're going to leave their wife, or they're making all these promises and they haven't done anything, you need to exit that relationship. You need to exit that relationship, because it ain't God. It ain't God. And why do you deem yourself that low where you feel like you gotta just be somebody's secret? Like, they only hitting you up late night. They only calling you when they mad at the wife. Like, all of that is just, it's not of God. And it does not end well. It does not end well. So if you are somebody who is messing with somebody, you know it ain't God in that. This your warning. Go, leave, so you won't be cursed. Repent. Get out of that situation. So now let's talk a little bit about dating. So I'm going to be a little honest. I don't know what it's like to date in these church Christian streets at all. Because I'm kind of torn when it comes to dating. I don't know if I believe in dating anymore. Here's why. One, I'm in Atlanta. Two, I'm in Atlanta. No, I'm kidding. I don't know, because I feel like, well, I'll say this. I don't want to be like a serial dater. I don't want to be like, okay, let me date this person. Let me date this person. Let me do this. It's just testing the waters and seeing which one is me. This is how I want God to do me. I want God to say, this is the one I got for you. And then we go and date and we court and then we get married. I don't want to have to go out and test different. I don't want to have to test out different men. I want just the Lord to show me that one. That one, that's all I need. Just show me the one, Lord. Just show me the one. We end up dating, courting, and then we get married. I don't want to go through all of that. So that's my take on dating. It probably has a lot to do with the circumstances and the things that I've been through in the past with dating and with some of the men. And I remember my first time kind of getting to know like a Christian man. It went left before it went left. You know, like we were talking or whatever, and then next thing I know, it was like he was trying to talk to me and then entertain another stuff. And I'm like, I'm too old for that. I am too old. Ain't nobody gonna be coming up in my inbox telling me this and telling me that. No, y'all could go ahead with that. So that was like my last experience with like getting to know somebody type of dating. And so I haven't really dated since, or really even been out. Because, and then I'm sticking to, I want how I want God to do it. I want God to just show me the one that we can date, we can court, we can get married. I don't want to go and test the waters. But that's just my take on it. And so the world that we live in, the generation that we live in now, they don't believe that you should wait for sex until marriage. A lot of people, even Christians included, feel like you need to test the waters, because what if this person doesn't do this or this person doesn't do that? Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm old school. I don't believe in shacking up. I don't believe in giving the milk before the marriage and all of that. Like, I'm old school. I might not have always been like this when I was way younger, but now, I don't know. I think for me, like, I feel like God didn't design our bodies and didn't design us to just test out any and every body. I know a lot of people don't believe in soul ties. I know a lot of people say it's unbiblical. I believe in them. I believe in them. I'm going to just say that. I believe in them. I believe in soul ties. I feel like you can literally be intertwined and connected to somebody and like just taking on this persona of like, you know, I can't breathe without you. I am nothing without you. Like, people that say things like that, they soul tie. And so, but I believe that marriage was intended for man and woman. I believe that sex was intended for marriage, because it's in the natural sense, it's like the God in me and the God in you come together to worship. That's our form of worship. And I don't want to get too involved in that, but so I believe that for me, that's going to work for me. And we ain't my husband. And when we're married, when the ring is on the finger, we're going to walk down the aisle, that's when, like, we can do whatever you want to do. Well, not whatever, but you know what I mean. So yeah, love, relationships, dating, and sex. I also think that you want to be led in everything you do. And something that keeps me grounded is I say things like, how would the Holy Spirit feel if I did this, if I entertained this, if I watched this? How would the Holy Spirit feel? I heard a pastor before said, they were talking about sex. And I think somebody asked her a question about a certain particular type of thing to do. And she said, ask the Holy Ghost. And when you think about it like that, you're like, so I really want to ask the Holy Ghost something like this. So whenever you feel like that, you just already know. So yeah, we got to be very careful with dating and with relationships. There's a lot of things there for me. I felt like before I can really entertain being in a committed relationship with a man who's going to be my husband, I needed to heal from some wounds that happened in my younger age. And so I have been on a journey for a while, just healing and just enjoying life with just me. One prophecy I got one time, they said that the Lord was going to disrupt me from being single, and it was going to come at a time that just disrupted me, because they were like, you are just so content and so happily single. And like, I enjoy spending time with Kwanda. I enjoy having the bed to myself. I enjoy my closet. I enjoy self. So I've never been one of those women who, like, they write out like the perfect husband. They write out, you know, you got to be this way every day. You just warring and praying for him. I've never. I do pray for my husband, but I've never been one of those. I got the wedding dress picked out. I'm enjoying the experience of being by myself. I'm enjoying me. I'm enjoying not being soul tied to somebody, especially in past seasons of being soul tied to people. So I'm enjoying being single. I'm learning about me. I'm learning about dating myself. I'm learning about spending time, more time in the presence of the Lord, so that I can become or be the greatest wife that I can be. So that's my little views on love and relationships and dating and sex. I think we have to be very careful. I know, like, we're human, right? Temptations are going to happen. Temptations are going to come. You just don't want to put yourself in a position where it's too late. You know what I mean? Where it's just like you do something and then boom. What if you give it up to this married man, right? And then he got something. And now you and the wife got something. It's just, it's unnecessary warfare. I feel like if you believe God and trust God enough, he'll bring, send you somebody that's for you. I also think, like, when the fact that you are entwined in a relationship like that, that you know he's married or he's with somebody else, it's a lack of trust with God. It's saying to God, I don't trust you to bring me somebody that's mine. And that's, and now too, y'all, when you're dating, you got to investigate. You got to be looking at their social media. You got to be looking at old posts. You might have to even do a background check. I don't know. You just got, you got to do some research, because they be lying. And then another thing with social media is you can post who you pretend to be on social media. You can pretend to be somebody else on social media and then be, have a whole nother life going on. So you have to pray, and that's when the Holy Spirit and discerning of spirits come in. Lord, is this the one I should be doing, talking to? Is this the one I should be wasting my time with? Should I be wasting time with this one or not? And let the Lord guide you. So if you are a single woman and you're listening to me today, learn how to be content with being by yourself. You're not going to be there forever. You're not going to be there forever. A lot of times when I talk to women that want to be married, it's almost like they feel like God hasn't answered me. I've been praying about this for like 3, 4, 5 years. And I always say to them, well, what have you learned about yourself in this season? Like, is every day you just praying and hoping that this man, that man is going to come and rescue you and you're going to do this? But what's your credit look like? You know what I mean? Like, what have you been through anything traumatic in your childhood that you haven't healed yet? And like, what's in your heart? You know what I mean? Is there anybody that you need to forgive from your past? Are you trying to be in a relationship to keep up with somebody, which one of your other friends is? Because let me be honest, a lot of my friends, close friends, are married. And I'm not intimidated by that at all. I don't be like, oh God, you got to make it happen for me because they married. At all, no. I'm your single friend. And when you have time, we can hang out. If not, you go enjoy your marriage. I'm going to be out here and I'm going to be good. So yeah, just if you are a single woman, just learn how to be content where you are. Learn how to be okay with where you are. And this is the season. Get your credit in order. Pay your bills on time. You know, go on vacation, travel, figure out what you like and what you don't like. And here's another thing that I've been seeing a lot of women do too, is a lot more women are more aggressive. Like, they'll ask the man out these days. I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't think I'm there. I don't think I'm there. I feel like it says he who finds a wife. So he gonna approach me. I don't see me going up to, I don't see me sliding up in his DMs or sliding up in his inbox. And no shade to anybody. If that works for you, that works for you. I just can't see myself doing it. And maybe that's why I'm still single. I don't know. So what y'all think about, like, these dating apps and stuff like that? I remember back in the day, we had Black Planet, we had MySpace, we had High Five, we had AOL, we had those type of things. I think I've heard people talk about Plenty of Fish, Christian Mingle, and the other Match One. I've never thought about doing that, but from what I'm hearing, there are so many other sites now where if you want, this is so funny. If you are looking for a particular rich man or like a celebrity, there are apps that are specific to finding rich men. But I heard there is a process to get on there. I heard somebody say that it took them a year to get on there. So I don't know if they do like a background check because these are high influential people or what. So what's y'all thoughts on like dating apps and stuff like that? I heard people say they found love in Facebook groups. I heard there is, and I'm not endorsing this group. I ain't never been in this group, but this is just what I'm hearing. I heard there's this Christian single group on Facebook, and I've heard people say they found love there. And I don't know. I don't, I don't plan on joining, so I don't know. But what do y'all think about stuff like that? I guess that's kind of the way the world is now. It's like now you have all these apps. Even with that, though, you have to be very careful, because I've seen and see, this is why I need to stay off TikTok, because I'm always seeing something. But I seen this girl, and she said she was supposed to meet somebody that she met on this app, and they just started seemed a little weird to her. And she told them, you know, I don't think it's a good idea that we go out. And they just started obsessively texting her and just trying to, like, you know, just like, what, you don't like me anymore? Like, they just flipped and changed, and she had to get them blocked and stuff like that. But you just got to be careful. You just don't know people. And sometimes, and this is no shade to the men. Some of y'all men cannot handle rejection. I remember, and this was years and years ago, I was at Ocean City, and I was walking down the street. You know, Ocean City is one of those little small places. It's a little tourist spot. It's kind of like one way in, one way out. So I was walking down the street, Ocean City, and a man must have said hey to me, or hi, or something like that. And I was talking, so I didn't really pay it no attention. And then the next thing I know is he threw a rock at me. He said, you know, he cursed at me and said, you stuck up or whatever. And I was in shock. I think I released some words. Again, this is years ago. I released some words that may have not been ungodly, but like in that moment, I'm like, men have some men, not all y'all, because some of y'all are great. So shout out to all the great men out here. Shout out to y'all. But some of y'all cannot handle rejection, and it could get very dangerous. Now imagine if he would have threw that rock at me and I was carrying something. That could have went left real, real quick. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful. Be led by the Holy Spirit in all things that you do, in dating, in marriage, because, yeah, I'm telling you, I think I saw a statistic that says marriages last like less than 8 years now. And I'm like, whoa, like that's not what grandma and them, you know, what they lived through. When you was married, and you was gonna rock it out for 50, 60, 70 years to the end. Now it's just like, if she or he ain't acting right in the beginning, within 30 days, that's all you got to date in court, though. That's all you got to court. So you get to know that person, so you don't just jump the gun. But some people, I've heard some testimonies where people get married after 30 days, after 60 days, after a few months, because they just know. So I can't really speak on it, because I ain't there yet. But I do want to, when it's time for me to court, I want to experience that person. Before we get married. And when I say experience that person, I mean, I want to see them when they're mad. I want to see them when they're happy. I want to see them when all hell is breaking loose. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no surprises. So yeah. So, all right, y'all, I think that's enough, but I want to hear from y'all. If you have any questions that you want to write in to the Faith Lifestyle Show, I want you to send an email to admin@ineedaword.org. Put in the subject line podcast question. Throw your questions in there. Let me know what kind of things you want me to talk about on this podcast, and I would definitely pick some to put on the air. And if you want to send me like one of them Dear Abby, Dear Quanda letters, and where you can remain anonymous, we can do that too. I'm so here for it. I am so here for it. So again, today's podcast episode was sponsored by the I Need a Word app. If you have not downloaded the I Need a Word app, make sure you check it out in the App Store or the Play Store. And y'all, when you download it, watch a couple sermons, because it's a place where you could binge watch sermons. And we're going to be adding way more content. You're going to see some shows and things produced by me coming very, very soon. So super excited by that. Just thank you for your patience. You could play Bible trivia on there. And speaking of Bible trivia, I'm thinking about bringing Bible trivia back for the summer. That's what I've been kind of thinking. Like, we'll have it on Saturday evenings, or we could just do some Bible trivia. Play a quick round or something. Well, I think it's 12 rounds. Play some quick 12 rounds. I think it's on less than like a few minutes. We can do that. We can do that because we did that. We started that right before the pandemic and it did really, really well. And then life started happening for me, so I wasn't able to do it. So I'm thinking about bringing that back, even if it's just for the summer. So be on the lookout for that. If you have any questions or if you want to be a podcast sponsor, because I am looking for sponsors. If you want to be a podcast sponsor, send an email to admin@ineedaword.org and just put sponsored in the subject line. And my team will make sure that we get it and I can spotlight your business or your service or whatever if it's a good fit. So. All right, y'all. Well, I thank y'all so much for listening to the I Need a Word podcast, aka the Faith Lifestyler podcast, with your girl, Quanda Renee. Super, 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 super excited to be joining with you. And if you are watching the video version of this, if you have not downloaded the podcast, make sure you download the I Need a Word podcast. It's available wherever you can listen to podcasts. So I love you with the love of the Lord. Until the next episode, see you soon.